According to the National Kids Count report, Wisconsin's high school dropout rate went from 6% to 4% between 2000 and 2003, and teen pregnancy is also down from 34% to 32% for the same period. Those improvements moved Wisconsin up from 12th place to 10th place, but a closer look at the report finds more children in the state are sliding downwards into poverty. The number of kids living in households below the poverty line jumped by 10,000. The director of the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families, Charity Ellison, says the state's nationally acclaimed welfare-to-work program, W-2, is partly to blame.
It does a lot of adult basic skills training, and then it really, you know, has a very strong focus on rapid job placement. It's just that then there's no follow-through to help people continue to develop and hone their skills so that they can move out of that entry-level job into higher-paying jobs.
Ellison says her group and others will continue to push lawmakers to allow welfare recipients to get technical college training before their welfare benefits end.
Because of the kind of results that the technical colleges produce in terms of being able to place people into fairly decent jobs at the end of the training. The W-2 program really makes a very minor commitment to that kind of job skill training and education.
Ellison says the state also has to do a better job of providing affordable housing and maternal health care. The new report ranked Wisconsin 37th on affordable housing indicators and 24th on infant mortality. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.